Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Isaac Bruce is a Pro Football Hall of Famer. University of Memphis product, Memphis Tiger, going to be back here in Memphis signing autographs before the Mississippi State game on Tiger Lane this weekend. He joins us now. Ike, man, first of all, I don't think we have talked since it was made official. Congratulations on a long overdue and well-deserved honor.
Hey, John, I appreciate it, man, and thanks for having me on the show. Most definitely, man. It was a great honor. Great time in Canton a couple weeks ago. Friends and family enjoyed it, and I just had fun watching them having a good time.
Man, I gotta start with your speech, man, because, you know, a lot of times when guys get up there, you know, they say the sort of typical, you know, and they thank everybody, and yeah. You know, but your speech was like, it was so real to you, right? Like, it was like you spoke so clearly from the heart, and you talked about, you know, that call from the scout. You know, it was a very different speech, but I thought it was raw and it was genuine, and it was really, I thought, indicative of what made you and what made you successful. Why did you sort of choose to go there, you know, focusing on that piece of it in your speech there?
Well, you know, I told the great Andre Tippett, you know, after my speech when he was congratulating me that, you know, we have a lifetime to talk about football, you know, every week. It's just the start of the college football season, the start of the national football season this past weekend. You know, you get calls left and right, want to talk about football. So I felt like that moment, and taking a page out of the great Michael Jordan's book, I just wanted to really, you know, just go in depth to some of the things that, you know, that lights your discipline. I mean, I'm a person that believes discipline is much bigger than motivation. So that was one of those moments, and not many people knew that story. I wasn't really sure if I was going to tell it, but I felt like it was the right place, right time. And like I said in the speech, I felt like that person was still alive, and he was there to see that moment, and that's just the way it played out. It was great. I didn't think it would go over as well as it did, but what do I know?
You were not a guy during your career who said, look at me, and you were always praised for that. Now, some have wondered, man, if you tooted your own horn more, you know, during your career, might have been in there earlier, but you carried yourself with class. Being able to say how you like me now, though, right? Because that's the moment, Ike. If you were ever going to say it, look at me now, when we threw it back to Cool Moe Dee, how nice was that, Ike, to be able to do that on that day, man?
Well, it's cool. I guess, you know, the people that are currently in what I call my holies of holies, or my inner circle, they know me. They right. know I like to joke. They know I like talking football and life issues as a whole. So, you know, I don't think I surprised them in any form or fashion, but people outside of that group, mm-hmm. they probably were shocked. But, you know, there's some level of a huge level of confidence in any profession, particularly in athletics, when you're playing in the National Football League, MLB, and, you know, you're playing in the NBA. There's a level of confidence that you must have, not only in yourself, but in that higher power that gave you the ability, the gifts to go out and do what you did.
And then what went down with the iPad? It's supposed to be on the lectern, or it wasn't? What happened?
Right before my speech, I had one of the attendants to go ahead and just place my iPad on the podium. After Chris Vermin introduced me, he unknowingly picks up my iPad.
Oh, man.
He walks away with it and sits down. So it was an honest mistake, but me being in that moment, I'm thinking, you know, this is a rookie prank that they play on, you know, the rookie Hall of Fame inductees. So I thought I was in one of those moments.
Wow.
And, you know, I just rolled with it, man. I was taught by one of the great coaches ever to coach special teams in the National Football League, Frank Gant. And he always told us one snap and clear and midstream adjust. So at that moment, I decided to midstream adjust.
What did you make of your bust? Were you pleased with how your bust turned out?
I was pleased. I think it looks more like my older brother that was on the stage with me. So I give him that credit. But the tedious work that was put into it, unfortunately, with the pandemic, we didn't have an opportunity to actually go out to Salt Lake City and sit down with the guy that was putting it together. We did everything via Zoom, so it was a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we stayed up late at night. But I felt like he got a Bruce. He got me at the top of my head, but everything else was my brother. So I'm pretty pleased with it.
The whole family's in the hall now, right? I mean, that's it's best for everybody. Before we get into you coming back to Memphis and the program and everything, just to sort of bottom line it on your career, now that you're in and now that you did get that recognition, I guess I'd ask, in terms of things that you were most proud of when you reflect back on your career and you think about your hallmarks, what are you most proud of?
You know what, I tell you what, that weekend I had an opportunity to spend time with a lot of people that I worked with for 14 seasons in St. Louis and with the Rams organization. Most people who really are not seen that helped me. I mean, from the trainers, from the people who I ask and they send FedEx letters for me. The people where I was able to go and sit in their offices from time to time, use their telephone, kick my feet up just to get away from everything. Those people showed up for me, and just to have them to come to town and just take away from their schedules and come and celebrate with me, that was huge for me. I'll carry that the rest of my life.
You're going to be here. John mentioned it. You're going to be here this weekend. They're going to honor you during the Mississippi State game. What are you going to tell those players? We know you talk to them every time you're here, but for those guys that want to be, you know, the second or the third player from the University of Memphis State to make a Hall of Fame, you know, what do you tell those guys who want to dream big, but maybe they can't see it?
Well, the vision is important. Just having one, creating one. And just living by it. I mean, I think when I first stepped on campus, I saw guys like Ernest Gray. His pictures was on the wall. Space Dog, their pictures was on the wall. So I wanted to be those guys, the Charles Wilsons who came before me. I wanted to follow in their footsteps and play professionally. So I think that when I get an opportunity to speak to them, I'll let them know that it's important to have a vision, a positive vision. And if you're not preparing one or putting one together, please don't allow someone else to put one on you and you roll with that, but create your own. And it's many times that vision will propel you to greatness. So just get a vision, create that vision, and just live it out, man, because we need some more awards in Memphis. We need to shine from the inside out in Memphis. And I mean, we need Biletnikoff winners. We need Jim Thorpe Award winners. We need Heisman Trophy winners to come out of the Memphis program. So that's what I'll tell them.
You know, on that point, we're talking to Isaac Bruce here at Pro Football Hall of Fame. We're going to be back in Memphis this weekend signing autographs before the Mississippi State game, 12 until 2 on Tiger Lane there. I'm sure you were up on the news of the last couple of weeks on the Big 12 and their expansion and where sort of Memphis fit into that. And then once again, you know, Memphis sort of did not get the recognition it deserved and they're being left out. Like, why do you think this keeps happening?
Well, I think it's okay. I think it's fine. I think we have everything within our program to make ourselves shine, to be more attractive to other people. I mean, I think the time for really knocking on doors and asking people to accept us, that's been over for a couple of years. I think what we have going from a leadership standpoint, from the coaching at our head coach in football, our head coach in basketball and other sports that are on campus, academically, I think we're on point to be accepted and be a Power 5 school. So therefore, we just keep doing our work. we just keep winning, kicking butt and taking names, and we'll have people come and running us down. And, we can sit back and really not knock on anyone's door, but just really accept or choose which invitation we want to take. I clearly believe that's where we're headed as a program.
Speaking of kicking butt, what did you think of Stafford last night and taking the top off?
Man, that was awesome, man. It's what I've been waiting for, man. I got Deshaun Watson. I got Van Jefferson now, and we can open the entire playbook. And he just made it look so easy. I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen a quarterback for the Rams throw for 300 yards with ease, with as much ease as he did last night. So I'm excited.
Do you think he can be MVP-type candidate in that offense? And when you add it all up with that defense, we're looking at a Super Bowl contender?
I mean, let's just be real. It's the easiest thing for a quarterback in the National Football League and a market like he's in to become the MVP. So he has a great mind as far as the offensive coordinator is calling the plays, setting him up. And all he has to do is just perform, show up. I mean, his greatest ability when he was with Detroit was that he was a tough guy.
You're
and
right.
He played every Sunday. So when you have a guy like that with the skill set that he has, I mean, MVP, Super Bowl, all that stuff, it's there for the taking.
Do you see Daryl Henderson Jr., once they sort of went to him there late in the game yesterday to put it away, he answered it. Do you think he's going to, establish himself as the guy here in the next, 12, 14 games?
Well, I was speaking this morning on my podcast, Ramblings, with the great Marcus Holliday, and we were talking and discussing this. Every team in the league is looking to throw the football around. But you can never get far away from a great running game. And it showed up again last night. Every game, you're going to have that four-minute opportunity to close out a game. You're going to have to be Mariano Rivera. You're going to have to close the game. So the offensive line was opening holes. And all Darrell has to do is get it started. Once he gets it started, man, he's fast. He's explosive. I think he can be a number one back in the league. And he's starting to show that.
Do you think? I mean, what a day, right, for the NFC West yesterday? Everybody won.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you think we could see? I mean, it feels like it's not crazy to say all four of these teams could make the playoffs.
I don't know if it's ever happened, but I think the biggest win that took place yesterday was Arizona going into Nashville and doing what they did to Tennessee.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't expect that, and the way Kyler Murray played with the tools that they have offensively. And Chandler Jones having 5 sacks in one game, that's amazing. I mean, the toughest division in all of football right now is the NFC West, and we're going to see it. And had 3 wins on the road, so that's saying a whole lot.
Ike, you mentioned Doc Holliday, and I know he was up there for your speech. I know how much pride he took in you making it. And you saw, too, Danton Bartow, who we lost last month, obviously former Tiger, still all-time leading tackler, one of your former teammates. I think one of the last things he tweeted was about how proud he was of you making, I think it was something like hashtag South Hall of Famers, obviously, talking
yes,
about the
yes,
old,
sir.
Yes, sir, talking about the old dorm. That pride that other guys you played with and guys from Memphis around that time took in you being the first one, could you feel it? Ike, and I'm sure they all reached out to you, but there must also be a great pride for you to sort of be representing that for those guys. They were so proud of you.
Absolutely, man. I mean, we do call ourselves South Hall of Famers now. And the true statement of that is what's going to happen this Saturday. All of my teammates, the guys that I played with, some of the guys that were there before me and after me, they're going to be in attendance at this game, and they're going to be represented with me. And we stand as one unit because, we did a lot of things together on and off the football field. We had some great moments on the field, particularly back, when my last year when we played down in Starkville, man. We put up 45 points versus a ranked SEC team. So this is a perfect game, perfect moment for all of us to be together and just celebrate the Memphis program, and that's what's happening.
We are, of course, talking to Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce here on the show. Going to be signing autographs before the Mississippi State game this weekend from 12 to 2 on Tiger Lane. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Isaac Bruce Foundation Flight 300 program. Tickets available at IsaacBruceHOF.com. Ike, I know you keep up on these Tigers. They are, for the first time in program history, they've been rolling with a true freshman QB to start the season. And he goes on the road for his first time ever. Has 5 touchdowns, puts up 55 points. How about that? A true freshman. We know how hard it is at that position. What do you make of him and what he's done, Seth Hennigan?
Well, I just think it's awesome to be able to come in as a true freshman and go on the road in a program like at Memphis and put up 55 points. I think it's great. It's a huge testament to, like I mentioned earlier, the leadership that we have. Not only that, but the offensive line play. I mean, you got to have an offensive line to protect a young guy like that, to keep his confidence level up so he can stand in the pocket and deliver passes like he's doing. And big shout out to Mr. Austin, man. I mean, just a great – he had one of those what I call a Larry Porter day versus the Arkansas State, whatever they're called right now. So big shout out to him, man. Great game. Awesome. And I'm looking forward to seeing the team play up close and personal.
Well, we're excited to have you back, Ike. You know, we appreciate the time, yes, as always, man. Once again, congratulations,
brother.
And thanks for the time.
All right, Memphis, come out and see me, man. 12 o'clock to 2 p.m., Tiger Lane, man. I'll be there, man. Process of the proceed going to the Isaac Bruce Flight 300 program.
There you go. Thanks, Ike. Appreciate
thank
it,
you,
man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
Yep.
He is Isaac Bruce, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Again, go see him this weekend. I'm sure a lot of Memphis fans will love to celebrate him and get pictures and autographs with the great Isaac Bruce Hall of Famer. One of the best on and off the field. So appreciate his time. That's high praise for Calvin Austin there.
Track star speed.
Yep.
You know when you're watching a stud.
Yep.
I mean, he's putting up Anthony Miller type numbers. He's going to have a chance, man, because of that speed.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So we appreciate Ike's time as always. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM, ESPN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.